John Spinney is the head coach of the women's volleyball team at Thomas More College in Crestview Hills. Last year, the team went to their 12th NCAA tournament. John was named PAC Coach of the Year, and several of his players were also honored. Congratulations.
Thanks, Lee.
And it's good to have you in the studio tonight.
Yeah, glad to be here.
From reading your bio, you love volleyball.
I did.
Tell us about your journey from your college days to now.
Well, there wasn't boys volleyball when I was growing up. I was a tennis player. But then growing up on the west side of Cincinnati, I had a lot of friends at Seton High School, and they had a 104-match winning streak, I think. And so that's how I got involved in it. And then I wound up playing in college at University of Cincinnati. And then the bug bit me, and I started getting into a lot of coaching then.
And you got into women's coaching.
It was a sport where more women were playing at the time, by far. It still is. And there were just a lot more opportunities in the women's side.
And what league are you in?
Yeah, we're in NCAA Division III, and I love the philosophy of Division III. I've coached at all levels, and I'm most at home in Division III, where there are no athletic scholarships. And so the girls are playing for the love of the game, and academics are always first.
And a lot of your players are from Ohio and Kentucky.
I would say most of our players are from about a two-hour radius from the Cincinnati area.
How do you go about recruiting?
There are a lot of tournaments all over the country, really, but I'll go to some of the local ones within about a two-hour radius, and they might have as many as 150 courts under one roof at a convention center. And those girls that are playing are definitely interested in playing the next level.
What do you look for in a player?
First of all, I need to know that they do well academically, or else they won't be able to get into the school or get some scholarship money. And then athleticism and speed and height always helps too. But there are positions for shorter players as well.
What are the positions on a team?
In the front row, there's a left side hitter, a middle hitter, and a right side hitter. Usually they specialize a bit. And a setter is kind of the quarterback of the team. And there are back row players as well. There's a libero, and that was a coined word, an Italian word, meaning free. So that person gets unlimited opportunities to sub in. They don't count that as substitutions.
How many girls are on the bench?
I have a roster of about 20. So it's a big team, but there are ample opportunities to make sure everybody plays.
So you rotate some?
Oh, yeah. So I would say in a typical game, maybe about in one game, 12 players could play. And then in the next game, I could probably play a different set of 10 or 12.
And you have two assistant coaches helping you?
I do, yeah. Actually, I even have a third very part-time coach, but I have one of my former players who was an excellent player at Thomas More. Her name is Katie Sullivan. She's a local teacher now, and she teaches down the street from Thomas More, so she has a lot of time to give. And then Dan Wanstroth is another coach. He coached with me a few years back, and he's returning because I did just lose it. I had lost an assistant, too. She moved on to a bigger program at Georgetown College.
So how many schools are in your league that you play?
We have 10. There's Chatham. It used to be Chatham College for Women, Chatham University. They just went co-ed this year. So the women's athletics had a different number of opponents than on the guy's side, but now that will be changing here soon. But we play 9 other teams in the conference.
When you work with these girls, with these students, do you see them developing good life skills through the teamwork?
Absolutely. They're competing against each other for playing time, but there's such a level of respect and love. I mean, this team, when you wind up playing and traveling for 3.5 months, we become quite a family. And so these relationships are lifelong relationships amongst the players.
And how long is a game, and what are some of the rules?
A match typically lasts about an hour and a half, I would say.
Is that what you call them? You call them matches and not games?
Actually, they changed the delineation to sets. So each match is comprised of the best of 3 of 5 sets. We used to call it games. They just changed the name of it because game can get misconstrued for the match.
Good to know. And what are some of the rules?
Some of the rules, well, 3 hits per side, maximum of 3 hits. Any good team is going to utilize all 3 of their hits. People that are familiar with backyard volleyball, they are perhaps carrying the ball or throwing it a bit. So the rules are a little tighter for our level, and it's much cleaner play. So, yeah, the ball can't get thrown or it can't be carried. Everybody's rotating every side out and point. but you can reach over the net only to block, and you can't touch the top of the net. It used to be you couldn't touch the entirety of the net, but now they've kind of restricted it just to the top of the net. So it allows for a little bit more aggressive play, I would say.
So the season started a little over a week and a half ago. So your next game is coming up this Wednesday night, and that's against Hanover?
Yeah. They're always a nice rival of ours. They're about an hour and a half away in Hanover, Indiana, just outside Madison, Indiana. And we've been playing them forever, really. And they always have a nice program, and they're one of our big rivals. And then the match after that is our huge rival. We play at Bethany College in West Virginia, and I would say that they're the team to beat, along with us. Hopefully that's the case, but they're definitely a big conference rival.
And where do you play these matches?
So we go, maybe half of them are at home at Thomas More in the Connor Convocation Center is our gym. And then the rest of our conference is out near Western Pennsylvania. So the Pittsburgh area in the suburbs, Erie, Pennsylvania area in the suburbs. So we are very well versed in Western PA.
Is it okay for the public to attend these?
Oh, absolutely. We would love to have as many fans as possible. I think that it is a great sport to see in person. I think that almost everybody comes up to me when it's their first match, and they're like, we had no idea there was so much action and athleticism and speed involved. And I'm like, yeah, you can't get a feel for that on television a lot of times. So just how hard the ball is being hit and the diving plays that these young ladies are making are really outstanding. And so in person, it really is a great sport.
Is it different than beach volleyball?
Yes. I mean, there are six players on the court. And in beach, I love beach volleyball, but there aren't many rallies in beach volleyball. And in indoor volleyball, the ball may cross the net 15, 20 times in a long rally. And therein lies the excitement of indoor volleyball.
Besides coaching at Thomas More, you're also involved in other volleyball clubs here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so I help run Cincy Classics Volleyball Club, and that's like an AAU program for young women who are aspiring to go on to play in college and perhaps get scholarships. And then younger players that are trying to improve enough to make high school teams. We have ages 10 to 18, and it's called Junior Olympic Volleyball. It's very, very similar to AAU basketball.
And where are those played?
Those are generally in large convention centers, the largest tournaments anyway. But our teams will go to, you know, as many as four or five at large convention centers that will have 100-plus courts under one roof.
How many girls do you think in Cincinnati are participating in that?
Many, many, many. It is definitely an exploding sport here in Cincinnati, and we have had a nice pedigree of outstanding players. From our area, we've had players go to Stanford, players go to Texas. We have players on the national team. We had players on the Olympic team years ago, like a colleague of mine, a coach. She was on the 1980 team that didn't get to go to Moscow. But we have young women who are on the national team right now. Rachel Adams is one. She was from Mount Notre Dame High School.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And good luck this season.
Thanks, Lee.
I've been speaking with John Spinney, who's the head coach of the women's volleyball team at Thomas More College. You'll find a link to their season at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hayes.